you. We have a swear jar at home. And, you know what a swear jar is? It's a jar in the middle of the kitchen, and every time you say a bad word, you have to put in a buck. And, it helps. You know, because we have a mortgage and everything. And, I don't know how that ties in here. Oh, here's what happened. We had the swear jar, and the idea was that over time, what you do is that you know, at the end of the month or whatever, you go in and check out the money in the swear jar. Maybe you got like $40 or something. You go buy a tree and then you plant the tree, and then you get the picture. And we took all those bad words and we made something good out of it. You know? I got in the habit of getting up in the morning and putting in a 10. Just taking out a little insurance. We were coming home one night, and we'd had a really good month of no swearing, and my wife said to the whole family, okay, everyone's been really good, so for the next 5 minutes, you can say anything you want in the car. That was fun. I can't repeat everything that was said in the car because it's television. But it, anyway, this is another new song. There's a house on my block that's abandoned and cold.
How does it start?
There's a house on my block. Oh, see, it starts like the other one, only it's different. Got about 300 of them that start the same way, but they change as you get deeper inside the song. There's a different anatomy. And if you hang on, you'll find my mom's pool cue. There's a house on my block that's abandoned and cold. Folks moved out of it a long time ago, and they took all their things and then never came back. It looks like it's haunted with the windows all cracked, and everyone calls it the house where nobody lives.
Someone's heartbreak, but it's someone's.
It's a palace for sure, without love.